The Gist. Right on the heels of a long COVID study suggesting that an autoimmune subset is present, a fibromyalgia, or FM, study pops up suggesting the same thing. Goebbels started things off in FM in 2021. You can see a link to that at this point in The Gist, showing that the same kind of passive transfer we just saw in long COVID to turn healthy mice into fibromyalgia-like mice. Goebbels was able to go further, though, and show that the IgG antibodies from the FM patients were attaching themselves to the dorsal root ganglia, DRG, in mice, and even found evidence in post-mortem studies in humans. These ganglia, bunches of neurons that sit just outside the dorsal or upper roots of the spinal cord, transmit sensory signals generated in the body to the spinal cord. First, a fibromyalgia study found that severe FM patients exhibited increased IgG binding to satellite glial cells, or SGCs, which are clustered around the dorsal root ganglia. Next, a study using magnetic resonance spectroscopy, MRS, and functional MRIs, fMRIs, confirmed that increased anti-SGC antibodies were associated with increased pain in fibromyalgia. And you can see a link to increased anti-SGC antibodies in the text version of The Gist. The new Swedish study constituted the first large proteomic study, 384 proteins, serum, 133 participants, done in fibromyalgia. What did it highlight? Not the nervous system or the brain, but the immune system and energy production. The humoral immune response and immune regulation, two systems involved in autoimmunity, were highlighted. Comparing the findings to those in two nociceptive diseases, osteoarthritis and degenerative disc disease, the study found that fibromyalgia was a completely different animal. Small fiber neuropathy has been all the rage in the fibromyalgia field, but a new recent study, which you can see the link to in the text version of The Gist, and it's called AB Low Threshold Mechanoreceptors Contribute to Sensory Abnormalities in Fibromyalgia. It suggests that we shouldn't stop there. The study focused on sensory symptoms such as sensitivity to cold, cold hands anyone? Which is associated with sensitivity to touch and tingling sensations that are too rarely addressed in this disease. These are symptoms associated with large diameter nerves found in the skin, as opposed to the small nerve fibers that have been studied so much in fibromyalgia. Another passive transfer study showed that injecting antibodies, IgG, from people with fibromyalgia into mice made the mice hypersensitive to touch and cold. Digging deeper, they implicated large diameter neurons in the dorsal root ganglia in the cold hypersensitivity, sensitivity to touch, and tingling sensations that many with fibromyalgia experience. These findings suggest that the most severely ill fibromyalgia patients have an autoimmune disease. Daniel Klaw, a rheumatologist who knows autoimmune diseases, has argued that fibromyalgia looks nothing like other autoimmune diseases and doesn't respond to immunosuppressants or even to autoimmune drugs. Passive transfer studies, though, are a classic way to define autoimmunity, and at least two of them have been successfully carried out in fibromyalgia. Plus, the fact that researchers have been able to pluck out specific autoantibodies, the anti-SGC antibodies, and show that they are binding to a specific target, dorsal root ganglia, and are correlated with symptom severity, suggests that the field is well on its way to proving that an autoimmune process is present in a subset of fibromyalgia patients. Still, the field needs to do more, much more, to nail down autoimmunity in fibromyalgia. It wants independent validation from other research groups. It wants researchers to show that removing autoantibodies via plasmapheresis, B-cell depletion, IVIG, and other ways results in improvement. It wants researchers to identify the specific protein the antibodies are targeting. It wants large, multi-center studies, etc. In the end, for the autoimmune findings to make their way down to doctors and hence to patients, The fibromyalgia field needs a widely accepted, clinically available, standardized antibody test that neatly splits autoimmune fibromyalgia patients from non-autoimmune fibromyalgia. That's a lot, but it's all possible and indeed even logical given the results found thus far. Thanks for listening.